The word imam simply means leadership. Whether the imam leads you to the right or wrong path, he is called an imam in this definition. For example, the Holy Quran says, the leaders of disbelief. The person that leads Jama'ah prayers is known as the leader or imam of Jama'ah. However, in the terminology of theology, the imam means the universal administrator over an Islamic state or society, and he administers all the issues relating to this world and the next world. If we look at the three fundamental differences between the Shia and the Sunni regarding imamah, it is that the Shia believe the imam must be nominated by God the Supreme. The imam must possess divinely given knowledge. It is not possible for an imam to guide people towards Allah and they don't know the rules and answers to the questions themselves. As you see in history, some caliphs got themselves into trouble when they didn't know the answers to some questions. The imam must be infallible and protected. This goes back to the same concept we were talking about in prophethood. If the imam makes mistakes, will anybody believe him? If the imam made mistakes and the people lost faith in him, this would diminish the role and trust in the imam. A famous narration says, "One who dies without an imam dies the death of ignorance." We all agree the need for an imam. We only have to prove whether this imam can be elected by people or whether he must be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue is not just who is appointed. The issue is who has the right to appoint. If the appointment of an imam was left up to the people, as some believe, we clearly see that this rule was not followed in the early stages after the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise, and by terminating the chain of prophecy, where there are no more prophets, without nomination of an imam goes against divine wisdom. If we look through the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been choosing. For example, "Verily Allah chose Adam, Nuh, the family of Ibrahim, his servants whom he has chosen. O Maryam, verily Allah has chosen you. O Musa, verily I have chosen you. Allah chooses messengers. Your Lord creates whatever he wishes and chooses. They have no choice." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says only he has the right to choose in this verse. When the Holy Prophet left for any purpose, he would leave someone in charge. Now the Prophet was going for the rest of his life. How is it possible that he did not appoint someone? Those who have businesses would not even leave their business for 5 minutes. They wouldn't just leave the door open and say, "Whoever wants to take care of it, do so." Does it seem logical that the Prophet, peace be upon him, who had worked for 23 years to establish something, and would leave it without appointing somebody?